Okay, I might make a start. My name's Brendan Thomas. I'm the Scholarships Officer at La Trobe University. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you all to the Bundoora campus of La Trobe today. I'm going to speak to you in relation to some of the undergraduate scholarships which are available at La Trobe. The Scholarships Office at La Trobe University is responsible for the administration of the scholarships which are outlined in the flyer, which is in your open day show bags. If you haven't got the show bag yet, you go and get one. There's also the flyers at the scholarships stall, and I have a few here with me, so you can come up after I've finished talking and grab one. I'll briefly touch on the eligibility criteria for these scholarships, but more detailed information is available on the La Trobe Scholarships website, which is www.latrobe.edu.au/scholarships, and that's some very detailed information there. Today I'll also discuss things such as funding, the application process, ongoing eligibility and payments. Funding, the Commonwealth Accommodation, Commonwealth Education Cost Scholarships and the Indigenous Access Scholarships are funded through federal government grants. The Commonwealth Accommodation and Commonwealth Education Costs are ongoing for a maximum of 4 years, which is the length of most undergraduate degrees plus honours, and these payments are indexed. For 2009, the rates are $4,415 for the Commonwealth Accommodation and $2,207 for the Commonwealth Education Costs. These two scholarships are available to both commencing and continuing students. The Indigenous Access Scholarship is a one-off payment of $4,166 for 2009, and it's available to commencing Indigenous students only. The Commonwealth Scholarships aim to assist low-income, rural or regional and Indigenous Australian students by providing financial support for general education and accommodation costs associated with full-time university study. Now, I'll go to eligibility. For Commonwealth Scholarships, applicants must be an Australian citizen or holders of a permanent humanitarian visa. Students with Australian permanent resident status or New Zealand citizens are ineligible for Commonwealth Scholarships, but they are eligible for the La Trobe Equity Scholarships, except for those targeted at Indigenous students. For Indigenous scholarships, both Commonwealth and La Trobe ones, applicants must be a descendant of Australian Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people, self-identify and be accepted as such by the Indigenous Australian communities in which they have lived or currently reside. All applicants must demonstrate financial need and or educational disadvantage to be considered for the equity scholarships. In addition to a number of yes, no questions, the scholarship application, which I'll touch on a bit later, allows applicants to make a number of personal statements in response to questions such as describe how your socioeconomic circumstances have adversely affected your education. Generally, students must be enrolled in an undergraduate course at the university. The exceptions to this are students undertaking a graduate diploma or equivalent in the federal government defined national priority areas like nursing and teaching, where completion of the course is a prerequisite for initial registration to practice in that area. Generally, scholarship recipients must be full-time. To continue to receive a scholarship, part-time study is only considered in exceptional circumstances, such as a prolonged illness, disability, or a student has significant full-time care responsibilities which impact on the ability to study full-time. Such exceptional circumstances must be outside the student's control. Recipients who wish to drop back to part-time study have to outline the circumstances in writing, and approval to continue to receive the scholarship is granted or not granted, as the case may be. Typically, recipients can only receive a single scholarship at the one time. For example, somebody can't hold both a Commonwealth Accommodation and a Commonwealth Education Cost Scholarship concurrently. I'll just touch on some of the La Trobe ones that are on offer. La Trobe has a number of scholarships available annually to assist students experiencing financial hardship and or educational disadvantage who are commencing undergraduate study for the first time. These are valued at $3,000 per year for the normal duration of full-time study for the course the recipient is undertaking, and would also include honours. With Indigenous scholarships, the Latrobe recognises the importance of creating opportunities for Indigenous Australian students to complete higher education. There are 10 scholarships annually for Indigenous students commencing study at any campus. These are valued at $5,000 per year for the normal duration of the course in which the recipient's first enrolled. The application process. In 2009, La Trobe is participating in the new online scholarship application process through VTAC. I'll just get it up on the screen. Applications are now open. They close on the 10th of October. The web address for this is www.vtac.edu.au, and you need to register for the ID and PIN, which is point one there, if you haven't already, because it's the same one as for your course. And then you need to log into My Info there, and the scholarship application is there. There's no cost or fee associated with making a scholarship application. There is also, I'll get it. Yeah, there's also a sample scholarship application available on the VTAC website if you wish to have a look at what some of the questions will be, or if you just want to have a practice run at the application prior to submitting the actual application. There's a single scholarship application. The information you provide in your application will determine your eligibility for each of the scholarships which are outlined in the flyer, and your application will be considered for all of the scholarships which you meet the eligibility criteria. It's anticipated that offers to successful scholarship applicants will be sent out in around mid-December. Okay. For ongoing eligibility, typically recipients must maintain a full-time enrolment. As I said earlier, part-time enrolment is only considered in exceptional circumstances. Each semester, recipients are asked to submit a change of circumstances form, and we assess whether we continue to receive the scholarship. With the payments, the recipients are paid in twice yearly instalments by the end of April and September each year. One-off payments such as the Indigenous Access Scholarship are made following the March census dates in the student's first year of enrolment. There are also a number of scholarships available at La Trobe which are faculty or course specific. If you have any queries for faculty or course specific scholarships, you should speak to the relevant faculty at the faculty stalls on campus today. They have some information for you, and if there's any postgraduates as well. If you plan to commence university study in 2009 and you receive an offer of a scholarship and subsequently defer your course for a year, as a number of people do, the scholarship can't be deferred. All you'd need to do in these circumstances is you'd need to reapply for the scholarship in the following year when you commence. Typically around 1 in 4 people who apply for a scholarship at La Trobe end up receiving one. And there's a possibility that a greater number of Commonwealth scholarships may be made available in the future, and this may increase the chances of receiving one. Just a couple more points before I finish up. The parents' level of income is not taken into account when applications are assessed. It's the income of the actual applicant that is considered. So there's no means test as such. And there's a common misconception that mature age students aren't eligible to apply for these scholarships. That is not the case. So if there's anybody planning to come back and mature age course entry, by all means apply for the scholarships. That's pretty much all I've got to say. I'll finish up now. If you have any questions, I'll stick around here for a little while after the talk's finished, and I'll try and answer any of your questions. There's also a scholarship store which is just down in the Agora. Thank you all for your time.